Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What we know is that Matt Stafford reportedly played last season with a broken back. The Saints are reportedly working towards a long-term deal with receiver Michael Thomas. Chris Paul has asked the Rockets to be traded because his relationship with James Harden is unsalvageable. And the Royals back in action tonight against the Mariners in Seattle. Pre-game coverage with Cody Tapp coming up at 8 o'clock. That's what we know. Now, back to the show. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we are giving away four tickets to see Toy Story 4. If you want to go see Toy Story 4, we're giving away those tickets coming up in 1 hour. There's also a Ticket Tuesday, so if you want to go to the Royals game, you want to keep it locked in. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win Royals tickets. Speaking of the Royals, Dayton Moore told Vahe Gregorian that he knew in 2017 that 2018 through 2021 we're going to be some lean years for your Kansas City Royals. We'll talk to, or we'll hear what Dayton Moore had to say coming up in just a little bit. I want to play this audio for you guys in case you missed it. Sean got dumped yesterday. Well, I don't want to use the term dumped.
Yeah, I didn't get dumped. We severed ties when it comes to communication over the phone.
It was not mutual, though. It was one side. One side decided to sever communication.
She decided to no longer respond to my communication, and I responded with a peace sign emoji and the cheetah emoji.
Sounds very similar to being dumped, but I don't want to argue semantics, so here's what Sean had to say.
We went on a very fun first date, okay? Typical, I think that $150 or $147.50 is about what most people spend on a first date. Is that incorrect
no,
right there?
It's no, it's not.
No.
What is?
No.
What is? What's an acceptable amount to spend on a first date then if
$147.50? $60.
Where are y'all going?
Okay, so we were having a conversation.
Some cheap asses, $60. Get out of town.
And then you said yesterday that you don't think you can get to know a woman for less than $150. And oddly, it was like God sent this to my Twitter timeline. A comedian who does a podcast, he agrees with you.
You done spent $50 at the movies, all right? So that's $50, that's $20, that's $70, $71 for gum, $76 was parking. We ain't even had dinner. We ain't even have dinner.
So the comedian went on to kind of summarize what he had to say.
He's so accurate with that, by the way. So accurate with his money and how much it cost and the dollar gum at the movie theater. That was great.
He was saying that he doesn't think that you can get to know a woman for cheaper than $150. So I'd like to open up the phone line here, 913-576-7610, because I assume we have married listeners. Now, we don't have that many listeners, only 9 in the 4 o'clock hour, but 3 of them are probably married. And they can help you, because this is what I've noticed with you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen to me. I don't know why you don't listen to me, but you don't. That's fine.
Have you heard the show? There's no reason to.
You don't listen to BK, who has been with the same girl for 6 years. They're damn near Corey and Topanga. You don't listen to the text line. Maybe you listen to the callers. Because your stance that you can't get to know a woman for cheaper than $150, I mean this in all seriousness, is one of the more ludicrous comments and statements I've ever heard in my entire life. It's false. It's lies. It's wrong. It's not true. It's inaccurate. And it's downright stupid. I can't believe you think this. It makes absolutely no sense, and you need to be corrected. So text line 69306, 913-576-7610. It's possible to meet and know a girl and have fun and do things that aren't quote-unquote cheap for cheaper than $150. And this clown.
You done spent $50 at the movies, all right? So that's $50, that's $20, that's $70, $71 for gum, $76 was parking. We ain't even had dinner. We didn't even have dinner.
I just want to know where you're parking worth $76 to park your car. That's what I want to know. So you're wrong. That's all I got to say. You're wrong. You're not right, and hopefully you'll listen to other people.
As far as first dates go, when it comes to getting to know a woman, $150 minimum. The comedian's exactly right. Where are you going where you can spend – and by the way, I spent a little bit less than $150 at Tandon Wine Bar. It was $147.50 for the record. But where are you going, C-Dot, where you can get food, You can get drinks. You can leave a tip. You can pay for the Uber ride. You might decide to get dessert. Where are you going where you can do all these things for $50 or $60? I'm sorry, $100.50 is a going rate for a good first date.
I do want to point out that you can have a beer and not need the Uber. You like to use the Uber on the date, so that's fine. So your dates are going to be a little bit more expensive for most people.
My goal
most
is always one Uber ride home, yeah, me and her.
Because most people just don't factor in. Some people might say, I can drive my car to go pick you up, and then we go out and we do those things, but that's fine. I've given you creative dates. This is my read on the situation. People that feel like they got to spend a lot of money on dates normally show me a lack of creativity. Like,
oh, you I didn't have to. I know I didn't have to. I chose to. I wanted to. I wanted to show her a good time. I wanted to have a good time. And the price for that ended up being $147.50. I didn't go out that night, C-Doc, going, you know what I'm going to do? No matter what, I'm spending $150 whether I have a good time or a terrible time. No, I decided I wanted to have a good time, and that ended up costing me $147.50. That was the going rate that night.
I know, but I'm saying is if you do a little better job in planning, because it sounds like you like to go on dates, you could do a little pre-planning and cut half that amount and put that money back into your pocket.
I also just could have put my foot down, and when she ordered the $23 wine and the steak medallions, I could have said no. That would have been an option, too.
No, you're right. I guess I'm arguing I never would have been in that situation. BK, I know wouldn't have been in that situation. We can go to the phone line. Would have never been in this situation. You're telling me that you can't take this lady to go get a little Taco Tuesday?
Not for less than 100 and a half, no.
And then go play a little mini golf and get out of it?
Yeah, 150.
You've been on dates before where you've spent less than $150. It wasn't like every date you've been on has cost you 150.
You
and I imagine you've had some good times.
That her drinks were $23 a piece.
That's pricey. Now I know. Yeah. At the time, I didn't know that was that expensive. I'm not a wine connoisseur by any means. I had no idea. I figured that was the going rate for a glass of wine. Apparently, that's the going rate for a bottle of wine.
Okay. Can we go to the phone lines for other people?
Yes.
Are you going to listen to them?
Just probably not, no.
Are you going to have an open heart and an open mind? That's been the issue here.
I'll have an open heart. I probably won't have an open mind, let's be honest.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line. All right. And let's see. Someone says, sports machine isn't quite picking up what you're putting down. I know that. I'm trying to have them listen to other people. Because your mindset of you can't have a good date for less than $150 is stupid. There's no other way. It's stupid. No other way to put it. It's dumb. You can go to Up Down. You can go so many places for less than $150.
You know
how many
video
many
games?
Places.
You know how much NBA Jam and NFL Blitz you can get for $150?
At least multiple.
Games. 300 games, I believe, is the correct answer to that question.
You can go to the Improv and be out of that place for $80 and have dinner and an activity.
You could go to the Kauffman Center for that.
Yes.
For the two dates I could have taken her to Las Vegas.
Yeah, like... You and I
could have taken that plane. You talked to me a couple weeks ago about how you wanted to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Vegas for that.
You know what? Do you know how many people you could take to Topgolf for $150? You could take everybody that works here, and you guys could have your own little booth to hit all the golf balls in the world you want for $150.
I didn't
want to
do that. I wanted me and one girl at Tannen Wine Bar.
You could have done that for $50.
All of Intercom of Topgolf.
All right, my bad. Can we go to the phone line?
Yes.
All right. Nicholas, you've been married for 20 years. Please help my man out.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. He's showing just how materialistic it is. My first couple dates with my wife, I spent some money to go out and cook a nice meal and bring her home and sit her down 1v1 to have some conversations and get to know you better. If you're saying that you have to go out for $150 to get to know somebody, that just says you're materialistic and you're not in it for the person. You're in it for the
Yeah.
I know we're in it for Nicholas.
He was like, I appreciate him.
I appreciate him editing himself.
For the record, on date number three, I tried to go the Nicholas route, which was frisbee golf and grilling out, and that's when our relationship ended. So I tried to go the cheaper route. It just didn't work out well.
I just had a heart attack.
Can I point out that if you were willing to spend $150, do you know the kind of, especially given how bad the Royals are, you are not close you could sit? You are not close you could sit?
They'd let me sit on second base for $150.
You could have gone to those crown seats I had a couple weeks ago.
I mean, Ned might let you call a bunt signal for $150.
Like, they give you all you can eat, all you can drink, and crown seats. You could have had those.
Yeah.
I didn't want that. I wanted a one-on-one night at the Tannen Wine Bar.
It is one-on-one. There's not many people around yet. The Royals game's right about now.
I mean, it was one-on-one. It was her versus Sean's wallet. That was the one-on-one competition.
Oh, my
and she
goodness.
Won. All right, let's go. Okay, you won't listen to me. Let's take some more callers. Luke, he's been married 10 years. A dime, a decade. That's a long bid. You've been married for 10 years. That's a bid. All right, Luke, yes, please help my man.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. I've been married for 12 years, and there is no way that I've ever spent $150 in the 12 years I've been married on dinner ever. Ever.
Luke, can you help us? Like, what's like a normal range for your dates? Like, so like you and your wife, you go out, you've been married 12 years. How much do you normally spend on one of these?
Usually we don't go to Tan Wine and Bar, that's for sure. usually it's like, you know, Outback or Olive Garden or something, and we can walk out of there with maybe, I don't know, maybe a $65 tab and that's it.
Thanks, I love Olive Garden.
Thanks, Luke.
But for the record, when I took her to Tan and Wine Bar, I didn't know what Tan and Wine Bar is. It was her suggestion. Same thing with date number two. It was her suggestion that we go to Cooper's Hall.
I'm surprised.
No, I
this is my surprised voice.
I make fun of you for the first one. The second one, you knew what you signed up for.
I gave her two, man. I gave her two. I let her choose for the first two dates, and then I chose date number three, and after date number two, we stop communicating.
You just got to set the tone and the tempo, bro. You got to set the tone. You didn't set the tone early.
I was talking to my buddy about this whole story yesterday, and he was like, how hot is this girl? For the record, she's really, 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 like, way out of my league. Yeah, way out of my league.
She's out of your league. Out of your financial league, all of that. She's out of your league. All right, we'll take one more call on this. Zach, you want to help my man? Zach, please help, Sean.
Well, first of all, the out of your league thing, maybe you need to down a little bit. I mean, not everyone's meant for the NBA. Some people need to go to the D League for a little bit to up their game.
Zach told you.
Zach just slapped you down.
Oh, man.
I score 45 a game in the G League or the D League, whatever the hell they call that league right now.
Okay, all right, man. Hey,
somebody says Lydia's is all you can eat for $23 per person.
That's not accurate. I think Lydia's is more pricey than that. We'll have to double check.
Okay, I'm just
trying to... that is true.
I could have got a whole meal opposed to a glass of wine.
Yeah, and the glasses of wine. Yeah.
This is my issue, because someone on the text line says, I'm sorry, BK, to cut you off. Someone says, C-Dot, let it go. Leave Sean alone.
Thank you.
He had a situation many of us had done. He who was not date sin, throw the first stone.
Yep.
If Sean was 23, I would have a different attitude towards it. Sean's 35. You're making rookie mistakes here. And my issue is you don't appear to have learned your lesson. You got finessed, and part of me thinks you would sign back up for the finesse that this girl you're going on this date with on Thursday, if she listens to this show, she knows you're a sucker. You're a mark. You're basically telling people, man, hey, I keep $200,000 in cash at my house. Here's my address. Somebody gonna come rob you. You're telling these girls, hey, I like going to these expensive restaurants. I'll take you to them. What? I'm trying to help you here, buddy.
I put that out on our Twitter account.
Are you,
yes,
though? Yeah. Are you, though?
I've tried to help you. BK, I had Lee McNabb try to come in to help you. We never take calls. Think about it. We ain't taking calls on Patrick
Phone
Mahomes.
Phone lines are lit up right now, aren't
we're
they?
Taking calls to try to help you because I care about you as a person.
Thanks, Dr. Phil. But I appreciate all your help.
You think it's this great Greek goddess, and you got it on a pedestal, and I'm trying to help you.
I put it out on a Twitter account, at 610SportsKC.
Oh, great.
How much should you expect to spend on a first date?
100 and a half.
This one comes from Chiba Jones.
What?
Sean the ATM machine would say whatever it takes to ensure that you both use the same Uber back to your house. The rest of us would say no more than $50.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not willing to do whatever it takes, but I'll do a lot.
That's for that 610 Uber. Sports KC.
We've seen.
Place to get your response.
That's what we've learned, pal.
Thanks, pal.
Coming up in a little bit, someone who should probably spend more money, the Kansas City Royals, because they keep losing baseball games. We'll talk about it coming up. It's a trap. We got tickets to give away, too. Sean should probably use them on his date. So if you keep listening, you can take your queen on a date to Coffin Stadium. That's the drive.
And the Royals win it!
When you hear that, call in.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
I try to think of our show as a very honest show.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you guys the truth.
What's up?
Text line 69306. BK, have you been hanging out a lot with Serta? Working with Serta has really brought down your producer quality. Someone else said that was rough going to break.
Damn, a little harsh there. Coming in hot.
I think I have a lot of strengths.
Yeah. Is that what you say?
Remembering things like the ticket giveaway? I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Even when I say in his ear right as we're getting ready to go to break, ticket giveaway, it doesn't matter.
So to take you guys behind the scenes, we have a meeting every Wednesday to kind of go over the show, like what we like about the show, what we don't like about the show. The first thing in the meeting is always, what happened with the ticket.
It really is.
Like, I'm bad at it. I'm terrible at that kind of stuff.
We've been trying. We've been trying a lot of different things to make it easier. We're getting there, boys.
I wish that I was better at it. I genuinely wish that I was better at giving you guys tickets. Like, we work behind the scenes to try to get more things to give you guys. And then I normally mess up trying to give you the things. Like, we have the Toy Story thing. Yesterday, I probably said we had the Toy Story thing like 900 times. I've only said it one time today because I forgot we had the Toy Story thing.
And you're good at the hard stuff. That's what doesn't make sense. Like, you're good with the interviews. You're good with booking the guests. You're good with the sports talk. You can't give something away for free.
I don't know why I'm so. I just wanted to
like,
tell
here,
you
take
guys.
Take this. I don't want it. It's yours.
Because normally I'm like, all right, what's the next topic? And then BK's like, hey, we got those Royals tickets to give away. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. We have the Royals tickets to give away.
And then he just says we're going to break anyways. I remember that. Just go.
So coming up in a little bit, we'll give you another chance to win Royals tickets.
Maybe.
I promise I'll be better at it. And that's something I'll really try to focus on and try to improve on. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the Royals, Dayton Moore sat down with Vahe Gregorian, which I don't know if you guys have met Vahe yet. He's the nicest human being alive. Like, there's not a single person that is nicer than Vahe Gregorian. So he sat down with Dayton Moore, who is also a very nice person, and he said that once they made the decision to keep Hosmer, keep Moose, keep Kane in 2017, or at the deadline, that he knew that 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021 were going to be, quote, difficult years. Quote, asked about a timeline to contention, he said that he told David Glass and President Dan Glass in October of 2017 that since the Royals hadn't traded Moose and Haas for prospects and had signed Gordon and Ian Kennedy to long-term contracts, well, 2018-2021 were going to be, quote, somewhat unpredictable on the way to what he hopes can be more sustainable success. Leads me to another question. So they knew they weren't going to be good and they still signed Ian Kennedy? Like, that's how I hear this. Am I wrong in hearing this? Like it says, he told owner David Glass and Dan Glass in October 2017 that since the Royals hadn't traded Moose and Haas for prospects and had signed Gordon and Ian Kennedy, well, 2018 through 2021 were going to be somewhat unpredictable. So they knew that Ian Kennedy was a bad contract the whole time? Like, the Gordon makes sense. Your guy, homegrown, hit the home run in game one of the World Series, could potentially have his number retired in the statute. Makes sense. They knew the Ian Kennedy contract was bad, and they still signed him to the contract? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't think that's what's going on. I think that they realized pretty quickly they overpaid for him. Back to Moose and Haas, the Royals were winning at the time. The trade deadline was rolling around, so they couldn't just get rid of those guys like everybody was talking about. They were really stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm a bit surprised to hear Dayton Moore say in 2000, when was this that he said, 18?
Mm-hmm.
How did you not see this in 2015? How did you not see this when the Royals were going to and winning championships, when you traded for Johnny Cueto, when
that
you traded for Ben Zobrist?
That wasn't the issue. We always bring up the 2015 trades. The 2015 trades aren't why they're where they are today. Why they are where they are today is because of what they did in 2016 and 17. If they hadn't kept those guys, if they ended up deciding not to re-sign Alex Gordon or not signing a guy like Ian Kennedy to the deal that he got, then we're talking about a completely different situation that the Royals are in right now. The reason the Royals can't or won't go out and sign free agents right now that are lucrative contracts is because of the Ian Kennedy and Alex Gordon deals. The reason why the minor league system is depleted is not so much because of the trades that they made in 2015 as it is the trades they didn't make in 2016 and 2017. That has a lot more to do with why they are where they are today than what happened in 2015.
Text line 69306. It's also fair to note that unpredictable doesn't always equal bad. I think it's very safe to say. Now, no one from the Royals specifically has told me this, but through reports from people that I trust, like Ken Rosenthal and Jeff Passan and those kind of people, the Royals seem to overvalue their own ability way more than they should. So when he says, quote, somewhat unpredictable, that's bad. Now, they might had think, remember they said, we saw the thing from Ken Rosenthal, where they thought they had a chance at the second wild card. They were 14 games under 500 when they were telling people this. That's unrealistic. This Royals team's not making the playoffs. Last year's team wasn't making the playoffs. Next year's team's not making the playoffs. I don't care what they tell you. They're not making the playoffs next year. Now, maybe in 2021, we can kind of reset and start to have the conversation, but they're not making the playoffs next year. Like, I just want them to be more honest with themselves about their ability to contend.
I think that 2021 might be a little bit too soon. I hate to say that. Nobody wants to hear that, but quite frankly, where this team is, the lack of pitching, the core. I mean, I like the core, but I don't love the core. I'm not sure, CDOT, that they're going to be good even in 2021.
What's also crazy, BK, excuse me, I gotta drink some water.
You all right?
Back to your point, yeah, talking to you has got me all discombobulated. Another thing that really messed them up was Brandon Mauer. If that trade works, they make the playoffs, and we feel completely differently about the Royals.
And they traded Matt Strom, who could be probably right now either their number one or number two starter in that deal. Like, some that trade and then some of the other trades that they've made that are similar to that over the last couple of years, like the kind of lateral deals that they've tried to make, some of those have just gone sideways and they haven't worked out for the Royals the way that they did work out in 2014 and 15 for them.
Can I read you guys this tweet really quickly? That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but yeah. I just want to see if you guys believe it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Michael Betnick. No clue who he is.
Good way to start.
Ah, Big Mike.
The average CEO listens to 60 podcasts a day. You guys don't believe that,
what?
Right? That's what he said.
How is that possible?
The average CEO listens to 60 podcasts
a day. The average podcast is like 30 minutes to an hour.
How do you get anything done if that's the case?
That would literally be impossible.
Yeah, I don't think that. I'm not sure if you're reading that right.
Or... I'm serious. I can show you. It says the average CEO listens to 60 podcasts a day. Now, maybe he's trying to troll me, but I saw it. And I was like, huh?
You're kinda being trolled.
It piqued my interest. I wasn't sure.
Well, they listen to 30-second podcasts and they're done? I mean, 60
gotta,
a day.
You got to listen to a podcast on like five times the speed if you listen to 60 podcasts a day. I started recently listening to podcasts on like 1.2 speed. Oh, it changed my life.
You're a monster. You do that?
Yeah. It shaves off 45 minutes.
Yeah, but
now.
It sounds like the Chipmunk song from Christmas.
No,
you're
that
a
one's,
monster.
That one's not that. 1.2 is not that bad. 1.5 is bad. And it all depends. Like,
you're out here listening to podcasts on
60 a day, baby. 60 a day.
Ugh.
Future CEO right here.
You got to pick the right ones. Like, I tried to listen to Bomani Jones. Can't listen to him on 1.2 speed. Like, then he sounds like the Chipmunks. Like, he just talks way too fast.
Try Stephen A. on 1.5.
Oh, God.
That's how he talks normal.
He's already 2.5
speed. That's how he talks normal. Coming up in a little bit, we'll give you another chance to win Royals tickets. We'll give you a chance to win 4 tickets to see Toy Story 4. We'll do that coming up at 5 o'clock. I have an NFL question for you. It is 4th and 5. You need to score a touchdown to win the game. Who are you throwing the football to, and where does Travis Kelce rank on that list? We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give 3 callers a chance to win a prize in the IMDb game. It is very simple. I will read to you the Netflix/IMDb description of a movie. If you can guess the movie correctly, you win a prize. If you can't, we hang up on you and we move on with our day. It's pretty much how the show goes.
And you're ashamed of your family and friends.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Toy Story 4. So keep it locked in right here. I'm going to call an audible on my own. I will take full responsibility for this audible. I went in the room and cut it myself. I can't believe we haven't talked about this because this is probably the 19th time I've heard this commercial and it kind of deserves our attention.
Club Skin has 30 girls and 28 of them are hot.
How does that work in 2019? How did that commercial get through the quality control on 610 Sports Radio?
I had nothing to do with it.
What's
this?
The problem?
That you could say that.
28 hot girls and there's 2 girls that aren't as hot as the other 28. What's
the
problem?
I don't feel like you should be able to say that. I just kind of feel like in 2019, with this movement that we have going on in our country, you shouldn't be able to say this.
Club Skin has 30 girls, and 28 of them are hot.
And then BK's looking at me all offended. Like, I kind of feel like if you run legs, I don't really know if you can be offended at my comment. I just don't know if you can be offended. I don't know if you can call rank on this.
Everybody has their type, and maybe everybody's type is not going to the club to see a hot girl. Maybe you're going for the average girl, and 28 of the 30 of them are hot, which means you've got 2 average ones.
Can you imagine the infighting of the 30 employees that are trying to figure out which 2 they're talking about?
Skin has 30 girls, and 28 of them are hot.
Because I, for damn sure, would be like, yo, he ain't talking about me. He's talking about you, Jasmine. He wouldn't be talking about me as one of the 2. That's all I would say in this scenario.
I'm with you.
Jasmine,
why is your name
got to
be Jasmine? Yeah, it's Cinnamon.
I just came up with the name on the top of my head. I didn't really have
Club
anything
Skin
else.
Cinnamon, yeah.
I didn't absolutely really have anything else when it comes to
cinnamon
that.
Cinnamon definitely works there.
100%. Sapphire works there.
Ivy.
Cinnamon works there. Did I guys tell you? Oh, let me tell you. I got a really good cheap story to
is
tell you.
Is this an outhouse
guys
story or
no,
what?
No, I've never been to outhouse before.
I've been multiple times. Allegedly I've been.
it was Heisler's bachelor party. It was in Denver. This lets you know. So I did not give Heisler a gift.
Shocker.
I took $40 to the establishment that we went to, and I gave 20 of it to Heis, and I said, congratulations on getting married. That was the gift that I got Heisler. So we got there, and, you know, I'm kind of frugal with the ones.
Cheap, you're cheap, yeah.
I was not out here just making it rain. I would do like a dollar here and a dollar there. This girl walks out, and I swear she was like 6'5 in Brazilian, and I gave her all the remaining $18 that I had. And I was like, well, I don't have any more money. Thanks, Heis. Congratulations. And I went back home.
She would have been one of the 28 hot girls in that club, not one of the two girls.
I never seen anything like that before in my entire life. That's the most money I ever spent, $18.
I once spent 20 at an ATM at a Vegas strip club, just at the ATM, and then end up spending another, well, you know how I could do it.
I once had a terrible experience at the Spearmint Rhino
in
Las Vegas. Yeah. So you to go to the VIP, they don't tell you you're also going to be buying a drink for both you and the girl when you go to the VIP. And oh, by the way, those drinks when you go to the VIP now cost, instead of the 15, 20, whatever it is, that's ridiculous.
32.
Yeah. It's now 50 per drink for you and for the girl. So that that dance that was going to cost you about $50, now it's $150 to go back there.
So you went on a tan and wine bar date in the back of Spearmint Rhino.
I told you all you're coming around.
That's
it's going to cost $100.50 for a good night out. You're finally coming around.
I had no clue.
Club Skin has 30 girls, and 28 of them are hot.
I just can't believe in 2019 that got.
They're all sitting in the back just fighting each other. Like, which one of us is not the hot girl?
Yeah, I can't believe that happened. Coming up in a little bit, we will play the IMDb game.
Am I the average one?
We'll give you a chance to win a pair of movie tickets. We'll also give you a chance to win some Royals tickets coming up in just a little bit. So I have a toss-up question, okay. NFL question to ask you guys. Dusty, you can answer this too if you'd like. It is fourth and goal from the 5. You're down 4. You need to convert this to win the game. You can pick any current NFL player. Any current NFL player. Because I know you. You'll do some follow-up questions and all this kind of stuff. Current NFL players. Who are you throwing the ball to?
So I can't say Calvin Johnson.
Cannot say Calvin Johnson. Cannot say Randy Moss. Cannot say Jerry Rice. They currently play in the
can't
NFL.
Can't say Tony Gonzalez.
All right, I want somebody that's really tall with really good hands. So I'm going to go with, do I only get one?
You only get one person. I mean, I know you have a list.
I got a
go
whole
ahead.
List. Yeah, this is tough, man. All right, I'll go with.
He's got a list of 27.
6'3" wide receiver Julio Jones in this situation.
So here's my question, because his name is certainly one that's going to get brought up. Why do we think Julio's the best one in this situation when anybody who's ever had Julio Jones on their fantasy team knows that he never scores touchdowns?
Very fair.
Maybe Mike Evans would have been a better option. 6'5". I've got a whole list here for you guys if you want.
I mean, we know you got a list. Go
AJ
ahead.
Green coming in at 6'4". The rest of the guys that you would think of for this scenario are all shorties. Like DeAndre Hopkins is a great wide receiver, but he's only 6'1". Antonio
Brown.
He plays
Brown, like he's 6'5".
Yeah, but I'd rather have the actual 6'5" wide receiver in Mike Evans. Given the choice in this scenario, I'm going to take actual 6'5" versus plays like 6'5". Hopkins is 6'1". At least that's what it says on the back of his card. Antonio Brown's 5'10". Odell Beckham's 5'11". I need height, so I'm still sticking with Julio. Don't call me Mike Jones.
I think there's a clear-cut top 5 here.
Nobody calls him Mike Jones. No one has ever said, Julio, don't call me Mike Jones.
I just did.
All right. All right,
nobody.
Guy, relax.
I think I've got a clear-cut top 5. Like, this is the group of the 5, and then you can decide from this. It's Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, and Michael Thomas. I think those are the 5 guys that you would want in this situation.
Dusty, who you got? You can chime in. Dusty's so eager to talk. Oh, I can talk? I can talk in the drive?
I was ready to go on the whole 20 out of 30.
We're good. So we're good.
That's over with, buddy.
No, we're good.
You missed that. You missed the boat.
Nah, no thanks.
No, I do DeAndre Hopkins or Michael Thomas, but I go DeAndre Hopkins.
Too short.
You know, what's your answer to this?
I think the answer is clearly DeAndre Hopkins in this. I think it's pretty clear. Because I'm with you on height. I think that Hopkins can get open, and Hopkins has hands. Like, Hopkins, like, that's who I'm taking in this. I was curious because I wanted to know if you guys would put Travis Kelce in your top 5. For tight ends, that would be the suggestion, but this is all players in the NFL. So the scenario is, if you're just tuning in, it is 4th and goal from the 5. You are down 4, so you need to score a touchdown to win. Who are you throwing the football to? Would you have Kelce in your top five? I wouldn't have Kelce in my top five. He's in my top 10 probably.
I had him seventh because I was curious where Kelce would end up on the list. The only I gave you my top five, and then I would add Odell Beckham in there, and then Travis Kelce would be seventh.
Oh, I've got him top five, and it's clear top five. I mean, he's got everything you want in this scenario, right? He's a big guy. He's a good route runner. He's got good hands. He can jump. He's got the height. I mean, he's the perfect guy for this scenario. I've got him at three or four behind Mike Evans, probably still behind A.J. Green and Julio Jones, but that's about it.
You've got DeAndre Hopkins behind Travis Kelce?
Right there. I've got them all in my top five. I've got Kelce at four and DeAndre Hopkins at five. Just Hopkins is 6'1". I get it. He can jump out the gym, but he's still 6'1".
I'm a little surprised.
Were just starting to name the best wide receivers in the league, I would take DeAndre Hopkins maybe at the top of the list. If we're talking about this particular scenario, you need a guy that has height and that can jump, and DeAndre Hopkins is 6'1".
What running back would you have? Our top running back in this one. So, not wide receiver, not tight end. You were just going RB.
Out the back.
From the five?
Yeah, from the five. So it's fourth and goal from the five. You got to score a touchdown. I mean, I would have took Todd Gurley, but he only has one knee.
I'd probably take Zeke, and Saquon would be number two.
Yeah, I'd probably take Saquon. And, I mean, when he's eligible, Kareem Hunt's pretty good at this scenario too.
Remember when you said that you thought he was the best running back?
The best
pass-catching
running
back. Backfield?
Yeah.
And then I named one person, and you were like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't my finest moment. Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like there's been a little bit disrespecting shown to Julian Edelman because he's white.
Really?
I'm serious.
He should definitely not be on this list if that's what you're talking
about.
He's
not a touchdown guy.
There's no way.
If it was fourth and five from the 35.
Nothing to do with the skin color, he should not be on this list. You're nuts.
I'd be in. But fourth and five from the goal line, he's not the guy that I want.
Why shouldn't Edelman be on this list?
Because he's not a touchdown guy.
And because he's like 5'10", isn't he? He's not 6'4" like Mike Evans or 6'3" like Julio Jones or 6'5" like A.J. Green. I want the height. In this scenario, on the goal line, need a guy to score. I'm not taking Julian Edelman.
I mean, I would take someone
Julian
that could get
Edelman
open and has
receiving
incredible
touchdowns
hands
over the last few years. 6'37", 4'6", 3'0".
And how many of them you think have been in this scenario on the goal line? Zero? None? Probably?
Just not really a touchdown guy.
Can I give you a dark horse for this one? James White. James White
That's
might
a
be
one.
A dark horse
That's
for
a good
this
one.
One.
I got a
he might be better than Julian Edelman,
What
honestly.
About Zach Ertz?
Yeah, Zach Ertz would be good. Julie's husband?
Yeah. Mr. Ertz.
I'd take Eric Ebron over him. In the red zone.
Christian
Club
McCaffrey.
Skin has 30 girls, and 28 of them are hot.
You taking any one of those two?
No, neither one of those two. They're just average.
I wasn't sure.
That's all I know about them.
I was asking.
I know
a
one
question.
Thing about those two girls is that they're not hot. That's the only thing I know about them, and they're not hot.
Can you imagine going in there trying to figure out what two they're talking about?
I'm sure people have. You don't think people have walked in there and been like, "I would like to request a dance with one of your two not hot dancers, please"? I'm doing it. Who's coming with me? I'm doing it. I'm going. Anybody?
I can't
Anybody?
Wait to hear about your next $300 evening. We're going to play the IMDb game. The game is very simple if you watch movies. We are going to read to you either the Netflix or IMDb description of a movie. If you can identify the movie, we will give you a prize. If you can't, we hang up on you, we mock you, and then we talk more about Club Skin, who only has two attractive women. So we'll do that coming up. 913-576-7610. BK, I've not forgot about the Royals tickets. We'll give those up in a little bit. And at 5 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win 4 tickets to see Toy Story 4. We got so much prizes on The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive. This has been one of our worst structured shows that we've had in a very long time, but it's been very enjoyable to
do.
I think it's been very fun. Coming up in a little bit, we will give you a chance to win 4 tickets to Toy Story 4. We will play a movie clip. You identify the movie clip. We will just hand you 4 tickets to go see Toy Story 4. Take your wife. Take your 2 kids. Anybody past that? Got to pay for it, man. That's how the game goes. All right. We're going to play a game. We've not played this game in a while. It is called the IMDb game. The game is very simple. We will give you the choice of a category. You pick the category. I will read to you the Netflix or IMDb description of a movie. If you can identify 3 out of the 4 movies, you win movie passes. If you can't, we hang up on you and we move on.
And we mock you a little bit, probably.
A little bit. Are you guys ready to play? Do you understand the rules of the game?
I do.
All right. We have Mark, David, and Jason. Mark, you were the first ones to call. All right, Mark, you have to choose between Denzel Washington movies, animated films, and sports movies. So Denzel movies, animated films, and sports movies. Mark, which one are you picking to go up against in the IMDb movie game?
All the sports movies.
All right. BK, hit me with some music. The first movie. This is the This is the true story of a newly appointed coach and his high school team on their first season as a racially integrated unit.
What is Remember the Titans?
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
All right, Mark, you are correct. That was Remember the Titans.
He even went Jeopardy and said, what is Remember the Titans?
I know, that was, very strong. All right. When an accident miraculously gives a boy an incredible, powerful pitching arm, he becomes a major league pitcher. When an accident miraculously gives a boy an incredibly powerful pitching arm, he becomes a major league pitcher.
What is Rookie of the Year?
You see, after the game, a lot of guys like to ice up their arm. Still other fellas think that heat is the way to go. But I have discovered the secret, Henry. Hot ice. That's right. Hot ice. I heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds.
You are right. That is.
What's a more unrealistic sports movie? Rookie of the Year or Air Bud?
Rookie of the Year is probably
that's
the
so
correct
unrealistic.
Answer.
Kid breaks his arm and becomes a big league pitcher.
Yeah, he broke his arm and became Mariano Rivera.
Right.
All right. If you get this right, you win movie passes. When an NFL team's players go on strike, the team's owner calls for a former NFL coach to come out of retirement and coach a ragtag team of players to finish the last four games of the regular season. When an NFL team's players go on strike, the team's owner calls a former NFL coach to come out of retirement to coach a ragtag team of players to finish the last four games of the regular season. What movie is that, Mark?
The Replacements.
You are correct. The movie is The Replacements. Stay on the line. We will give you movie passes.
That movie sucks, too. Shane Falco. What were they called? The
Very
Sharks.
Overrated.
That movie stinks.
Incredibly overrated movie. All right, David, you have to choose between now, Denzel movies, or animated films. David, which one are you picking?
Let's do Denzel movies.
All right. Hit my music, PK. The biographical epic life of this controversial and influential black nationalist leader, from his early life and career as a small-time gangster to his ministry as a member of the Nation of Islam.
Malcolm X.
Oh, I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
You are correct. It is Malcolm X. Moving on his first day on the job as a Los Angeles narcotics officer, a rookie cop goes beyond a full day work in training in the narcotics division.
I supervise five officers. That's five different personalities, five sets of problems. You could be number six if you act right. But I ain't holding no hands. You understand? I ain't babysitting. You got today and today only to show me who and what you're made of. You don't like narcotics? Get out of my car. Go back to the office. Get a nice desk job, you know? Chasing bad checks or something. You hear me?
You are right. The movie is Training Day. Incredible movie.
My favorite Denzel movie by far.
It's an incredible movie. Last one here. Oh, you got two more. A man takes a hospital emergency room hostage when his insurance won't cover his son's heart transplant.
Oh, I can see the whole movie in my head, and I don't know the name of it.
I'll read it one more time. A man takes a hospital emergency room hostage when his insurance won't cover his son's heart transplant. You cannot summarize this movie better in a sentence than this.
I know. I just don't know the name of it. I've, seen it once.
All right. I got to give you a strike on that one. The movie is... Hit it.
Take my heart. And you put it in, Mike.
Oh, man, you done lost your damn mind.
You can't be serious. You bet I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Man, that means you'll be dead.
And my son will live.
John, you can't do this.
It's the only way.
The movie is John Q is the movie. You have one more. If you get this, you win movie passes. A police detective, a bank robber, and a high power broker enter high stakes negotiation after the criminal's brilliant heist spirals into a hostage situation. A police detective, a bank robber.
Inside Man.
The movie is...
I'm no martyr. I did it for the money. But it's not worth much if you can't face yourself in the mirror.
The movie is Inside Man. Hold on. Stay on the line. You are the winner of movie passes.
Sending some people to the movies today.
We are sending a lot of people. I kind of feel like the difficulty on these. BK didn't really put the sauce on this.
He asked me to find the IMDb things. I got the IMDb things. I'm not taking anything for this one. I'm glad people are actually winning. This is the first time we've done a game like this
where people are actually winning. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm happy for all you guys. There we go.
I like when they lose. I'm not going to lie to you.
28 out of 30 of them lose.
Certainly more entertaining. Certainly more entertaining when they lose. All right, Jason, you are stuck with animated films. How are you feeling?
You'll probably get to see somebody lose.
All right.
Like the confidence there,
buddy. Let's believe a little bit. All right. When the newly crowned queen accidentally uses her power to turn things into ice, to curse her home into infinite winter, her sister teams up with the mountain man, his playful reindeer, and a snowman to change the weather condition. When this newly crowned queen accidentally uses her powers to turn things into ice, to curse her home in infinite winter, her sister teams up with the mountain man, his playful reindeer, and a snowman to change the weather condition.
Jason, you better get this one.
We gave you a lot of clues there.
Okay, so I've never seen it, but I'm guessing that it's Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
The movie is Frozen.
I love Olaf. He's my second favorite snowman behind Frosty.
How many other snowmen could you name?
That's all.
Okay, all right.
That's all I got.
Moving on.
That's why he's number two.
He was right. After young Riley is uprooted from her Midwestern life and moves to San Francisco, her emotions conflict on how best to navigate a new city, house, and school. What movie is that?
No idea.
And you've met Sadness. I'm not actually sure what she does. And I've checked. There's no place for her to go. So she's good. We're good. It's all great.
I can't blame you. I would not have got that either.
I have no idea.
The movie is called Inside Out.
Really? You wouldn't have gotten that?
I wouldn't have got Inside Out.
I can't even tell you who's in Inside Out.
Well, it's an animated movie, so it's a bunch of cartoons.
But you know what I mean. Like, who's the voices?
The voices. Yeah.
All right, Jason. You got to get these next two to go to the movies. In a city of animals, a rookie bunny cop and a cynical con artist fox must work together to uncover a conspiracy. In a city of animals, a rookie bunny cop and a cynical con artist fox must work together to uncover a conspiracy. What movie is that?
I'm going to say Looney Tunes.
Here.
Yes.
You.
Thank you. 2 9 2 3.
Go.
It's registered to Tundertown Limo Service. A limo to Goderson, and the limo's in Tundertown. It's in Tundertown.
The movie is Zootopia.
A true classic. I love Zootopia.
Jason, you lost.
No movie tickets for you, buddy.
No movie tickets for you, man. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.